Good evening, everyone. Welcome, and I declare the special council meeting of the 8th of July 2025 open. It is a meeting, a special meeting, and it concerns the Eastern Mountain Football Club licence agreement. And it being a special meeting, that is the only business to be conducted this evening. So I welcome Adrian Bromwich, CEO of the Eastern Mountain Football Club. It's a warm welcome. Is there anyone you don't know, Adrian?
No, everyone.
Okay, all right. Well, a warm welcome to you. Thanks for coming down. Okay, on behalf of the council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place, and I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. The announcement to the gallery that no decision from tonight's meeting. We're members of the public are advised that no council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated and implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless council, by resolution carried at this meeting, requests the CA to take immediate action to implement the decision. Record of attendance. We have apologies from the CEO, Mr. Jonathan Throssell. We have approved leave for Councillors Andrew MacPhail and Councillors Andrew White. I also acknowledge the acting CEO, Peter Kosian, so I thank him for standing in on whilst the CEO, Jonathan, is on approved leave. Also take this chance to thank Deputy Mayor Tony Attali for doing the mayoral tasks whilst I was away. He's getting pretty good at it, actually. But anyway. Okay. Do we have any disclosures of interest? Financial? Proximity? I, consistent with my declarations, have a proximity interest in the Eastern Mountain Community Park and a proximity interest which I must declare regarding the Eastern Mountain Football Club licence agreement. So I will leave whilst that item is taking place and being discussed. Are there any impartiality? There are nil. My reason for the proximity is I reside opposite the Eastern Mountain Community Park. Are there any public questions? No. No deputations. And the reports start, as I said, special council meeting, and the business to be conducted is the Eastern Mountain Football Club licence agreement. So, that being the case, I will vacate the chair. I'll go there and thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Something else. Okay. Sorry?
Five, Cliff. Five.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Collinson. That being said, we are missing one, are we not? So it's okay. Okay, welcome all. Okay, so but before us we have a council recommendation that's on. I'm page 13 in respect to the license. Before I put that. Acting CEO, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is quite a detailed report, so I won't cover the report in its entirety. However, the purpose of the report and the executive summary do provide a really good synopsis of the report and the recommendation. So firstly, in relation to the report being considered tonight, it's to seek council approval for the football licence agreement with the East Fremantle Football Club, which details the commercial terms of the contract between the town, Belgravia Leisure as the licensor and East Fremantle Football Club as the licensee, and effectively seeking council to authorise the CEO to prepare the football licence agreement for execution. The football licence agreement effectively covers that portion of land of which the East Fremantle Football Club have a right to occupy and use, other than the land contained within their sublease area. Most of these rights are non-exclusive, but the East Fremantle Football Club have priority usage and access rights on waffle match days, and East Fremantle Football Club functions during hours of use. Importantly, the agreement does provide for the profit share arrangements between the three sporting clubs, and that really is a key element of the agreements, recognising that the clubs do require a viable income stream in order for them to, I guess, maintain their trading status. Licence agreements have been finalised with the East Fremantle Bowling Club and East Fremantle Croquet Club. I have spoken to both Lou Watts and David Farden in recent days, and both presidents have indicated that they're happy with the current form of their licence agreements, and they will be presented to council next week for approval. I think tonight we do reach a very important milestone with regards to the licence agreement being considered by council. It has been a very lengthy process, which have really sort of been ongoing now for well over 2 years. I think whilst Jonathan references that negotiations have been ongoing since December 2023, I do recall discussions that probably occurred in 2022 with regards to the licence agreements. Mm. In speaking with Adrian, who's in attendance tonight, the East Fremantle Football Club Board has endorsed the agreement, hence the licence is being presented to council for consideration tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Any questions? Is it manager? If there's no questions, then can I please have a mover for the motion? Councillor Donovan and seconder Councillor Harrington. Councillor Donovan.
I believe what's now before us represents a fair hack that considers the club.
Sorry, Councillor, can you put on your... I think so. Yes, we need to get on record.
Fine.
Thank you.
So this has been a long and lengthy process, which has taken a considerable amount of time. In negotiating the licence agreement with the town of East Fremantle. With the football club. And I believe now, before us, we have a balanced outcome and considers the need of the clubs and the broader community. The temporary infrastructure arrangements, including the grandstand, marquee and fencing, are clearly defined and time-bound, providing certainty and flexibility during the waffle season. The provision relating to the use of the dog park area are also clear, ensuring proper statutory processes followed by any access changes occur, and that any cost or damages arising from that use are rightly the responsibility of the club. Overall, I think this is a sensible and well-structured agreement. I'm happy to move the motion and support the officer's recommendation to authorise the CEO to proceed with the execution of the agreement. So let's now finalise this arrangement and move forward.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Harrington.
Thank you. It's quite the other one. It was fun reading this document on the weekend. I sort of a moment of sadness sort of came across to we might not be having to talk about it in this sort of length again. But first of all, I was going through some papers recently, and I'm really thrilled to be able to second this motion, that some paperwork the other day that I unearthed of 20 years ago the first iterations of this oval was to take place. And 20 years ago I was agitating for a dog park and a skate park. It's a lot more than that now, which is wonderful. And it's, I think thanks should go to a few people who have been involved. Obviously the football club, because it's a beautiful new place. And also to Jim O'Neill, who's been along the way with as a CEO for a long, long time. Gary was also involved as a CEO, Peter Kosian, and thanks to those people particularly, who, without their guidance, we may not have got here to the extent that we have. And I think with all the types of iterations in this document, particularly the licensing, and I remember Jonathan, who's also been crawling over these pages for days and days and weeks, who said when he first came to this council, it's really quite interesting to see this particular process take place, because in other councils we've had to fund these things and this one's looking like it's going to fund itself. It's a bit shaky along the way, but I think we've got there now. And he did a great job in pulling this together, and I think it was a bit of a christening by fire for him when he got involved with this project as well. But thank you to the football club for all your efforts, and to make it what it is now is great, and I hope you're going to enjoy it for a very long time to come, as we all are. And there's a dog park and there's a skate park as well, so the community's got a great use of this particular place, and I hope, you know, children of all ages, football and all, bowling club and the bowling, change over the guard there as well. But so, oh yeah, I'm thrilled to be able to put this motion, and hopefully the figures stack up so that it all works in 12 months' time when we look at it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? Okay. Does anyone want to speak for the motion? Councillor Maywood.
Thank you, Chair. I probably won't be quite as eloquent as Councillor Harrington and Councillor Donovan, but I just think it would be remiss of me not to say anything, considering that the last 2 years I've spent on council, the majority of the time has been considering this item, really. It's detailed in the report, but this process has been lengthy and it's been mentioned before, and it's required an enormous amount of effort from everyone in this room and people who aren't here as well, especially elected members and the staff, particularly the executive staff, who have put hours and hours and long nights and weekends and an incredible amount of passion and love into this project. And I think Councillor Harrington, you know, mentioned a few people who are not here anymore but who have also put an enormous amount of effort into this project, and I'm so excited that we're finally at this place. I'm really excited for the future. I think that the community park has already embedded itself into the town. It's loved by the community. All I hear is positive feedback, and I'm so excited that we're now moving to a place where all the clubs can be more involved and make it a really, really special place for the town for everyone to enjoy for the years to come. So I'm incredibly supportive of the officer's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, anyone else would like to speak? I will have a few words to say. Look, it's I think in one of my speeches in the last 4 to 5 months, I've always said that the Sharks Old East need to come back home. Now, with this agreement, you've got that home. I'm particularly excited to see the branding, or people, so the members can recognise it as part of their home. So I'm also excited for the future. It is a new start, and I also give appreciation to Ennio as well as Adrian Bromwich, who's in today, in terms of how they've interacted with council over the last, how long has it been? It hasn't been that long, has it? Maybe 3 months? 6 months. Okay. It's been very much a a good footing for us to build a fantastic facility, a long-standing relationship to where we all gain from a community area and a football club that works with the community, which is what everyone wants to see. And because, like I said, no one's ever denied where the home of the Shark is. Okay, it's a matter of actually working together to actually get there. And part of this process was to make that happen. And it also, I'm also encouraged to know that if we've gone through these, because there's been some pushing and shoving in regards to this document, if we can get through this, we can get through a lot more, hopefully a lot easier going into the future. So this hopefully will promote how football is looked at from a waffle point of view into the future as well, hoping for that to be a success. But if not, then it's all about making the East Fremantle Football Club as the main tenant in this facility to its every success, with the town as its major, with its major asset. So I also recommend the motion that's been recommended to council tonight. There's nothing further. Then would like to close debate, Councillor Donovan?
No, nothing else to
nothing
say.
Further. Therefore, I'll close the debate. I note the three items on page 13, that council approves the licence agreement between the town and East Fremantle, the Belgravia and the Leisure Centre, noting the provisions regarding the signage, as well as the provisions regarding the use of the dog park, as well as the operations of the video board, which is a key element to the centre. And note, the CEO has been authorised to prepare the licensing agreement. So noting all those items, please raise your hands if you accept that motion. And that is unanimously. Thank you very much. Yes, please. All done and dusted, Adrian. Okay. Thank you for coming down, and hopefully you... Sorry. 5-0. There's only five of us, yeah. I know. So I stand aside and let...
Okay. Given this an audio, Councillor Deputy Mayor, do you wish to state the motion that was adopted?
I can do. So the motion that was adopted was on page 13, as recommended by Council, with no adjustments, no changes.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Okay, there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:52. Thank you, staff, and thank you, councillors, and thank you, Adrian.